back home now, and some batches of the SMA brand of infant formula are being recalled by the manufacturer Nestle. It's due to the presence of a toxin known as cerealide. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has urged parents to check batch codes against those posted on its website and not to feed the formula to their children. And we're joined in our studio now by Michelle Minahan, who is the Director of Audits, Incidents and Investigations with the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Good morning and welcome to our programme.
Morning, Justin.
What prompted this recall?
So yesterday, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland was notified by Nestle that they were undertaking a precautionary voluntary recall of specific batches of their SMA infant formula and follow-on formula due to the possible presence of what you've described as correctly as the toxin cerealide. Now, cerealide is a toxin. It's part of, it's formed by the bacteria Bacillus cereus. That bacteria can be present in quite a number of environments, including food production environments. Nestle identified a problem and they've identified affected batches and are recalling those from consumers who may have purchased them. The specific details of the affected products, the batch codes, all which are a 10-digit code beginning with the number 5, and the specific expiry dates for those products are available on the FSAI website and on Nestle's website as well.
And why is cerealide harmful then? What can it do?
So the toxin is particularly heat resistant. That means if you prepare the infant formula as per the instructions, it won't be killed satisfactorily, and it can cause illness in infants and young children, such as nausea and vomiting. It's a relatively short-lived illness, but nonetheless, it can be distressing. So the important advice for parents, caregivers and guardians this morning is if you have this particular brand of infant formula or follow-on formula at home that you feed your infant or young child, check to see if it's one of the affected products and batches, and you can do that on the website. Immediately stop feeding it to your infant or young child, and if they're not displaying any symptoms of illness, then you don't need to take any further action. However, if they are displaying symptoms of illness, you should seek the advice of a medical professional or a healthcare professional. Important to say that there have been no reports of illnesses in children to date.
Which is good news, but how did the contamination actually occur?
So Nestle are working to identify that. They're undertaking their own investigation. It wasn't manufactured in Ireland, so that will work its way through in due time. It was manufactured in some of their sites in Europe and in Switzerland, and they're investigating whether it's contamination of a raw material or whether there's an issue with their process. That will conclude and they'll identify a root cause, and that will be and take corrective actions to fix it, and that will be verified by the competent authorities in those countries where those plants are in production to make sure that this can't reoccur and prevent it from happening again.
But the recall by Nestle, that's a voluntary recall.
That's correct.
Why is the Food Safety Authority of Ireland allowing Nestle to choose to recall the product rather than issuing an enforcement order against the company?
So because these products are manufactured in other European countries, the competent authorities, such as ourselves, in those other European countries are overseeing that recall. We have been in communication with our colleagues across the EU to understand the nature and extent of the issue that's going on with these particular infant formulas, and we will ensure and follow up with those competent authorities in those countries where it is manufactured to make sure corrective actions are taken in the plants
affected. But for the product which is sold in Ireland, I mean, why are you allowing Nestle to take a voluntary action? Why isn't there a level of enforcement on your part?
So there will be comprehensive checks across retail stores, pharmacies, any outlet that might be selling these. We have information as to where it has come, and we will be undertaking checks today with our colleagues in the National Environmental Health Service of the HSE to ensure that all that product is removed from supermarket and store shelves, and point of sale notices are displayed, and that consumers are adequately informed, such as the food alert on our website.
Can parents assume that if the formula is on the shelves of supermarkets from today, that it is safe, that the formula that's on the shelves is safe?
Yeah, so customers of Nestle who have this product on their shelves were contacted yesterday to remove affected batches. That has happened. We will be verifying that today. So what's on the shelves are unaffected products, but as I say, the information we have to date is that it relates to the specific batches on our website with those dates. So urging parents and caregivers today to check those batch codes, and if you have it at home, to stop using it
immediately.
Would you be
urging parents to switch to a different brand of formula at this point?
I think every parent has to make the best decision for their child. And obviously, if they have concerns, they should contact their healthcare professional to seek the appropriate advice.
And Michelle Minahan from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It is 7:30.